Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Tuesday, July the 3rd of 2018, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very important topic for you today. We want to continue the theme as we're preparing for what I have going on in Boise on July the 13th and July the 14th. Again, it can be viewed via webinar. I'll be sending out the link. I think the ticket price is about $40 for the entire two-day session, not only to view myself, but also the other speakers that's going to be at that venue. I'll be rolling out more information as we get a little closer to that July the 13th date. Also, we've been talking about under, over, and understanding over the last few shows the importance of how to increase your manifesting speed. We talked about that on yesterday's show. And then prior to yesterday, we were talking about, you know, how to maintain your mental disposition. Not only a mental disposition that allows you to be effective, you know, spiritually, but also a mental disposition that allows you to exercise mental maintenance or mental magic. To understand that symbolism or symbols, as we talked about the show before that, when we broke down the United Symbols of America, symbols represent substance. And so your recycled behavior is like recycled content or a recycled narrative or recycled self-talk. That simply means that you are born with a pre-programmed, if we want to use that term. Biology, science says that you are hardwired. You're born with a specific genetic code. You're born with a predisposition for a specific neurological path. You are born with neural networks, or you're born with a neural pathway. So your behavior is the result of the neurons that are nerve cells that transmit a nerve signal to and from or from the brain throughout your entire CNS or your entire central nervous system. So the pathway along which this information travels throughout all of the neurons inside of your cells and inside of your brain, that pathway is called a neural pathway, a neural net, or a neurological pathway. So there is a neurological pathway that has been predetermined. And then there are ways to establish a new neural net or a new pathway, which is the purpose of the life management system. So one of the things that, again, every coach has a coach. Every you know, guru has a guru. And if you will, one of my coaches, one of my gurus, you know, was talking about the under, over, and understanding of my recycled pathway or the recycled narrative, which I find myself falling back into every time I get out of. And so the awareness or consciousness of the fact that there is a predisposition that you have that you are naturally drawn to, this is your default mechanism. So anytime you experience anything that is uncomfortable, you automatically default back to this mechanism. You automatically default back to this coping mechanism. You automatically default back to this neurological pathway. You automatically default back to this behavior. Anytime there is a stress or stressors, you default. Look at your life. You will find that you always return back to the same behavior. Me, you know, one of the things that I have done, but I need to be cautious in order to maintain, is stepping up to this new level. Now, I've been talking about this before, new level, new devil. And the recycled pathway is to get me to operate in the funny guy role, to get me to operate in the nice guy role, to get me to operate in the weaponized caring role. That's my default mechanism. But in order for me to continue to vibrate on the level that I vibrate on, I have to leave that default mechanism, that recycled behavior. But that is a recycled narrative, which says you're going to leave these people behind if you operate and vibrate as Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. But as long as you vibrate as, you know, Brother Will, homeboy, you know, and crack jokes and make or dumb yourself down so that way you're more acceptable, that way your narrative is more acceptable, that way you are liked. You're not making no money, but you're liked, because that's my default mechanism. And I found myself, if you guys go back and listen to the last shows, you will see how I got out of the box when I did the show entitled, you know, I can't save anybody. I'm not saving anybody. And the vibe, the frequency, the wave, that was a new frequency in my voice, a new tone. And if you listen to yesterday's message and a couple of messages, you will see that I was slipping back into the old me. And so now I have to consciously be aware of that, and with the help of, quote unquote, my coach, if you want to use that term, which a lot of time it is the spirit, it is the Ruach or the Numa, it may not be another person. Your ability to do what I'm doing is life or death. I don't know how to say it. I'm just going to keep it real. Your ability to analyze yourself is the difference between whether you move forward and become, or move inward and become more Christ-like, become more like your true authentic self, or whether you default back to your old narrative. So now I have to step up because I am uncomfortable in the role of being the authority or the authoritative or being my true authentic self. That means that I'm a master of my space. I'm uncomfortable being the master of my space. I'm uncomfortable being the guy who had 58 jobs. I spent 50 years doing that. I'm comfortable being the guy that, that moved around. I'm comfortable with the guy who make mistakes. I'm comfortable with the guy. Remember, satisfaction, comfortability, stability is the father of ignorance. It's the father of failure. The ignorance is just simply means you are choosing to ignore the fact that you should move or step up to the next level. Now, I'm in this. That's why I'm teaching you this. Because everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you need to step up to the next level. But there is something inside of you that says, I'm comfortable at this level. Since you are comfortable being and beaming and bonding at the level and with the people and with the environment that you are in, you don't want to vibrate on the highest level to be your highest good, to be like the big G. You are more comfortable, and I can speak for myself, and maybe there's something that I'm going to say today that resonates with your spirit. If not, then this message is not for you. It's just for someone else. And that's okay. It is okay for you to be okay. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is for you to continue to grow spiritward, to grow inward. Unfortunately, the pathway is also already created for you. But even though you are programmed or hardwired for a specific neural pathway, you can, as I've taught and as I've done, create a new neural pathway. Every time you experience something, you are creating a new or different pathway. When you experience something new and something different, it is going to be uncomfortable. And so, therefore, your default pathway is going to say, hey, let's go back. Let's go back to Egypt. At least Pharaoh fed us once a day. We're out in the desert with Moses. We don't know when our meal is coming. So your default mechanism, that's your negative self-talk. That's the recycled narrative. The dominant culture, if you want to use that term, they wrote your narrative, black man. Black woman, your narrative was given to you. You didn't write it. Your history books was written to you by people of the dominant culture. The NAACP was started by three white people. Every black organization was started by someone that was a non-melanated individual. Does that mean anything? No. Doesn't mean nothing. You just might want to pimp the game. You might want to know that, brother. Because it's very difficult for, Margaret Sanger to have your best interest at heart. She may or she may not. But the slave masters that gave you your Bible were white. And they told you that you should worship or bow down and you should render and do what they say, because, again, the Bible tells you that you're supposed to, honor your masters. And so that's the narrative that was given to you. You didn't write it. That narrative is recycled. It is a recycled narrative. It is recycled content. It is recycled self-talk. It's not new. It is your behavior is recycled behavior. Everything that you're doing now, you've already done before. There's nothing new under the sun, according to the book of Ecclesiastes. It is vanities of vanities. So you now remember, what I'm sharing with you is what was shared with me. When you get out of the box, everything in that box is going to get you, talk you into coming back. It's called stability. It's called safety. It's called assurance. It's called feel good. When you get out of the box, it's going to be a little unstable. It's going to be a little unsure. It's going to be a little unsafe because it's a new pathway. So every time you experience something new and different, you are going to feel a little uncomfortable. You got to know that in advance. If you don't, you're going to go back to Egypt. When the children of Egypt, when Moses left out of Egypt, remember they got up in the desert and they say, as Moses brought us out here to die into desert, let us build a golden calf and let's go back to Pharaoh. At least Pharaoh fed us. He beat us, but, at least he fed us. Now, that's behavior. So we have to break down something that is very difficult. So I got to stop being the funny guy. I got to stop being your homeboy. I got to stop being your buddy. I got to stop being, you know, your friend. And I got to start operating in my true calling and my true anointing. That's difficult because if you notice, I can get out the box and I can drop some, write a book, and I can do great shows, but then look at my videos, I automatically go back into wanting friends and talking hood and carrying myself in a dumbed-down manner to be more assimilated by my culture. Because where I'm at and where I'm going, the air is thin up chum. What does that mean? All of my jobs, I was always the only black guy in the room. I'm comfortable being in the room with other men and women that look like me. But when I started this ministry and this business, I knew that I was going into an area that was uncharted. There was no black men that were behavioral psychologists that I saw. There was no black men in none of the biochemistry classes that I was taking. None. Zero. Zip. Zada. I was the only one. When I took my insurance exam, I was the only black person in that class. Real estate, I was the only black. When I was going to paying $600, $800 going to these real estate seminars back in the 80s, I was the only black person there. I'm going to Boise, Idaho in the 17th, 13th. I'm the only black speaker there. I'm betting, I'm going to put all my money on the table that other than me and my family, we're going to be the only black people there. Why? We are stepping out of the recycled, out of the cycle. We're breaking the mold. When I moved in the part of town where I moved in, where I'm living at right now, I was the only black person in the neighborhood. What are you doing that's outside of the narrative that was given to you by the dominant culture? Are you just listening to rap music? You walk around with your pants sagging. Oh, you got a nice car. You got, you know, every rim, you got $5,000 rims on your car, and you're living in a $2,000 house. That's the narrative that was given to you by the dominant culture, black man. Are you going to stay in that narrative, or are you going to write your own? If you're going to step out the narrative, you got to do what I'm doing. And notice I'm aware that I'm slipping back into the default mechanism. Why? I'm on here cracking jokes. I'm on here trying to be funny. I'm on here trying to dumb myself down so that way I can be more assimilated by my culture. But that's not my calling. That's not my gift. I didn't get a doctorate degree in freaking comedy. That's not my degree. That's not my major. That's not my master. That's not my destiny. That's not what I'm called to do. But yet I'm automatically drawn to that because that's my groove, G-R-O-O-V. That's my routine. That's my ritual. That's my pattern. That's the shitness that's comfortable. I like doing that because why? It makes me feel good because I want to be liked just like everybody else. Because where I'm going and where you should be going as well is a place that doesn't exist. The air is really rare. So you got to look at the people that's in your house. You got to look at the people that's in your neighborhood. You got to look at the people that you hang around with because, again, the people that you see today, you may not see them tomorrow. They can't go where you're going. You're called to a higher place, and it's okay. You may have to leave some people behind. You may have to disconnect certain family. You may have to disconnect certain friends. You may have to disconnect, you know, certain relatives because that is your calling. That is your gift. That's your anointing. But it's not comfortable. The recycled behavior, the recycled narrative, the recycled self-talk, the recycled narrative is the one that allows you to be comfortable. That's called tradition. Now, you can stay with tradition or you can vibrate on truth. That's a choice. There's nothing wrong with staying in tradition. If that's what you choose to do, then you do you, boo-boo. It's okay. There comes a point in time when you want to evolve, you want to grow, you want to vibrate or experience love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no program. See, a lot of programming is in our body's hard wires. That is called your biological set point. Everybody has a biological set point. Now, we talked about this inside of the Clarinomics series, especially for the members of the life management system. Your biological set point is what you are biologically attracted to. It's what is normal for you. This is called biochemistry. So in order for you to understand your biodiversity and your biography, you have to understand biology. So the biology gives you your biography. Your biography establishes your biodiversity. Your biodiversity activates your biochemistry. All of this is based upon your bio. Now, your bio means course of living, has a bio. On the back of his book, that's the way that he lives, your bio. Now, your bio can be rewritten, which is what we're discussing today. That's biochemistry. So biochemistry is a branch of chemistry, or it's a branch of science that focuses on the process that allow living organisms to exist. Biochemistry. This is the biological chemistry. It's a study of the chemical process that regulates living organisms. So there is a chemical process that regulates your body. That's biochemistry. So it is through biochemistry that there's a signal that activates a chemical energy through your, which is called your metabolism. Your energy. So your metabolism goes up and down based upon the branch of science that activates your chemistry. This is called biochemistry. Now, the reason why this is so important is your biochemistry is preset. Now, you can override it, which is what we're talking about today. But you have to understand, first of all, that it's preset. Number one, your biochemistry is preset. What does that mean? That means that God hardwired you with a specific toddler brain, or what we called, again, your early brain. That means that it's totally dominated by feelings, not reason and logic. Anytime you get in your feelings, you activate your reptile brain, you activate the 8-year-old kid, your toddler brain is activated. Reason and logic doesn't exist. So your toddler brain is always activated anytime you are in your feelings. So you got to be very careful, because especially if these feelings are negative, because these negative feelings is the only way to bypass the frontal cortex, which is reason and logic. So all of your behaviors, all of your bad behaviors, all of your old behaviors, all of the recycled behaviors come back through what is called an impulse. Your impulses get stronger and stronger the more they are repeated. That's called a habit. Your impulses get stronger and stronger the more they are repeated instead of repressed or reprogrammed. So your job is not to repeat the old behavior, but to repress or to replace. Your job is to do what I'm doing. I, first of all, must acknowledge, hey, I'm doing shows, and I'm uncomfortable being Dr. Will. And I'm more comfortable being, you know, Brother Funny Guy. I'm more comfortable with being your homeboy. I'm more comfortable with being, you know, your brother instead of your teacher. It's like when you get promoted on your job and you used to be a part of the crew, now you're the supervisor. Now everybody treats you differently because now you're not part of the crew anymore. Now you're one of them. It's like when I was in the military, you go from being a part of the enlisted to being a part of the officers. Once you become an officer, you can't hang out with the enlisted, because the enlisted don't look at you the same way, because now you're one of them. Now, it's very important, because that's part of growth. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not bad or good. It just, it is what it is. And so now we've got to look at, what is a neural network or a neural pathway, and how do I change my routine? How do I change? People tell me that a leopard can't change his spots. And that's very true, but a leopard can change his behavior. Now, let me make sure you understand the difference. See, I'm not trying to change my default mechanism. It's hardwired. God designed me that way. But I want to use it in a manner that's going to take me spiritward. I don't want to use it in a manner to keep me in a box. I want to use it in a manner to get me out of the box. In other words, I want to use it for God or for good. So it's important, my brothers, that changing routines or doing things differently is the only way to promote a different pathway. Let me say that again. Changing your routine and doing things differently, that's the only way to change your neurological pathway. Let me say that one more time. Because now you drive the same way to work every day automatically. If you go to the gym, you do the same routine automatically. When you cook a known recipe, when you do your spaghetti, you cook spaghetti the same way automatically. When you get dressed, you do your hair the same way automatically. Because you've done it so many times, it's a routine. It's not a bad routine, it's just routine. What happens when you try to cut your hair differently? Did you know that our brains, the way that they wire, the brain is designed for remote control. That simply means that your brain's neural pathway totally blocks out anything new. The new path is automatically blocked out until the new path is deeper than the old path. And now then the new path becomes the habit, and the old behavior becomes blocked out. You got to stay on the path until the new neural path blocks out the old. That's when the new path is created. The new path only exists when it has been done more or the same amount of times as the old path. Then the new path becomes the old path. Now the reticular activating system is rewired, and now it blocks out your old behavior in place of the new behavior. Now, I don't know if you can understand that, so let's go a little bit further down the rabbit trail. What is a neural pathway? Again, a neural pathway is a neuron. Now, we just did a seven-hour series on neuropeptides. So the neuron, again, is a neuron, or it means on new, which means a new you. The neurons establish a new you. Neurons carry a message called a peptide. A peptide is a pep talk, as we talked about in the last series. So if you look at the neurons inside the body, they look just like a little person. They got the dendrites, they got a cell body, and then they got arms and legs. They look just like a little person inside of you. And they got a book. The book is called a peptide. That peptide has a message. The message, again, that is being delivered to the body is in the form of a laminin. Laminin, which is gluon, that's the word laminin. It looks like a cross. That's the thing that holds the body together. So the message of the cross holds the body together. That's what a neural pathway is. From a biblical perspective, now we're going to use biology. So neurons are nerve cells that transmit nerve signals to and from the brain. So if I can control my neurons or my nerve cells, that sends a signal that activates my chemistry, that controls what I do. So in reverse, I want to control what I do. That means I got to control my nerve cells or the messages that's traveling through these electrical signals. How do I control these electrical signals? I control that by controlling my neurons. How do I control my neurons? I control my neurons by my thoughts. How do I control my thoughts? Through analyzation, through awareness, through consciousness. How do I control my consciousness? By what I talked about on yesterday's show. Slow my happy-go-lucky behind, my happy-go-lucky behind down. I look at my TPMs. What are my thoughts per minute? How many thoughts am I having per minute, and what are they? So if I only think one time per minute about my TPM, about wealth, is one thought per minute about wealth. How wealthy am I going to be? Not very wealthy. So my TPMs, again, must be frequently repeated and emotionally charged in order to establish a new neural network, because I am recycling the content. Now, there's this new program came out for one of my upline guys. And when I say for me, my coaches, life coaches, or again, gurus upline are usually people that are in business, the same business that I am, but they're further down the rabbit trail. And there's one British guy that has a program that I brought, and he came out with a new program that uses AI or artificial intelligence to, again, he has a program called Designer, to extrapolate anything on a YouTube video or on a website, take the text minus the pictures or anything else, and put it into a Word document. And now he's, you know, did his pre-launch, and he was telling me, now, I've been doing this for 10 years. And this guy comes along, and he does the same thing that I've been doing for 10 years. Now, I've been telling you guys this, and I think maybe one person, maybe two, have actually did it. I've told everybody. I've been telling everybody this. This is how I've written 50 books. I told everybody for 10 years I've been saying this. Now, this guy comes out, I think he did his pre-launch. He made like $200,000. The only difference was the three things that I'm talking about that I've learned from him and that I'm learning as well, which is I can create. I can keep a little bit too. But the last piece of the puzzle for me to get out of the recycled behavior is scale. That's the only thing that I'm not doing that every millionaire I know is telling me that you need to do. That's why I'm going to Boise. Why? Put my product in front of more people. That's the last piece of the puzzle. Three steps that you must master to exit, to establish a new neural pathway that you're not doing. Now, remember, you can get out the box or you can create something. That's great. The enemy doesn't matter what you create. He doesn't matter if you come up with a new way of doing something. But you can't keep doing it. Consistency. Inside of the prison system, the only way to stay alive, you have to do three things. Whether you was incarcerated or you was the guy there watching the people that was incarcerated. In the hood, you have to do these three things too. It's the only way to stay alive in the hood. You must be firm, you must be fair, and you must be consistent. See, there's a lot of people that are firm, a lot of people that are fair, but there's very few people that are consistent. If you're not consistent, if you're not consistently being who you say you're being, people are going to know that you're fake or you're a fraud. You're going to draw unwanted attention to yourself, and you're going to find yourself getting shanked. That's whether you're in the hood or in prison. In the real world, yes, it's a little bit more forgiving in the real world. You're just going to lose some friends or you're going to lose money. Firm, fair, consistent. It's another way of saying, again, what I talked about, focus, discipline, and order, which is my three words that my whole system is built on, which is another way of saying create, keep, expand, which is what I'm talking about in Boise, and which is where I'm at, which is another way of saying way, truth, and a life, which we talked about yesterday. So yesterday, we talked about the three things that Yahushua said, which is matched up with the three things that I've said that allow you to increase your manifesting speed. When you synchronize and become one, that means you establish a new neural network that is identical to the big G's neural network. So you're not operating in the reptile brain any longer. You're operating in what Jesus said, let this mind, this pathway be in you that was also in God. So what if your neural pathway and God's neural pathway was the same? Oh, you'd be vibrating. You'd be doing some powerful things, brothers. You'll be doing some powerful things. So that means I got to stop beaming. I got to stop beaming, and I got to stop bonding. I can't be Mr. Funny Guy anymore. Now, that doesn't mean I can't, you know, be myself. But I went to school. I got me a little education. I've written these 50 books. I've established a life management system. I've been doing all of this stuff to get to this point. So that way I can be a comedian? No, I don't think so. I did all of this stuff so I can get a bunch of Facebook likes and some Instagram hearts. I don't think so. I've done this so that way I can change lives and have a positive impact to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. And the only way that is done is to stop recycling your content. Stop recycling your behavior. Stop recycling the narrative. Stop recycling the self-talk, that negative self-talk, that little voice in your head, this bicameral brain, where one part of the brain that's telling you what to do, the other part of the brain is carrying out what your other brain is telling you. So the left brain is telling the right brain, let's go rob a bank. And you say, okay. Because you assume, this is what they're saying, this is what the whole Westworld series is about. That puzzle inside the boy's brain, that's what Westworld is telling you. Ignore God. Just follow your own impulses. Watch Westworld and look at what they're really saying. What they're really saying is that the voice that you're hearing in your head, follow it. Because that voice that you're hearing, that's your flesh. If it feels good, do it. Now, what's the number one Luciferian law? Do as I wilt. That's Westworld. That's the bicameral brain. That's the dominant culture. That's what all of freaking Darwin, and that's what the dominant culture's psychological and biological narrative is. If it feels good, do it. What about if it hurts somebody? I don't care. So let me get this right. So if it feels good for me to fondle little boys, I that's okay? Well, according to certain psychological circles, yeah. Well, what about the standard? What standard, brother? There is no standard. There isn't. So I can just do anything I want. That's what they, whoever they are saying. But let me be crystal clear, homie. There is a standard. And the standard was written by the big G. We call it the Bible. Now, it may be watered down. It may have been manipulated by Constantine, but let's be crystal clear. It's still the standard. It's still universal law. It's still the word of God. It's still beyond reproach because the symbol may have been tarnished, but the substance ain't there. It's still there. The symbol may have been watered down, but the substance, the Bible says letters kill, but the spirit gives life. So you can attack the symbol, but let's not get it twisted. The substance is still there. Numerology is a symbol of a greater substance. I don't promote numerology. I promote substance. The Bible is a symbol of a greater substance. I don't promote the Bible. I promote the substance. Let's be crystal clear. Tree is a symbol. I like trees, but you won't see me hugging no damn trees. I'm interested in the substance that is behind the tree. The tree is a symbol. That means that it has a meaning of something that is deeper and greater than the tree. I like saving whales, but let's not get it twisted. You won't see me worshiping no damn whales. I understand that the whale is a symbol. Now, I love astrophysics. I love biology. I love theology. I love all theologies. But you won't see me worshiping no stars because a star is a symbol of a deeper substance. So my life is built on substance, not symbols. Most people I know, they got a symbol of something, but they ain't got no substance of something. They got a form of godliness, but they ain't got no power. So I'm not interested in it. When I go to Boise, I may probably be the only metaphysical teacher that has an implementable system. I'm hoping and praying that everybody watch what goes down. I already know what's happening. Just watch if what I tell you don't happen. Now, I have no clue. I'm just going down there to speak. But again, go to One Soul Expo. Look at the speakers. That's there. I'm the only African American so far. Maybe that'll change by the time July 13th roll around. Now look at the subjects, or look at the speaker's background, and look at my background. Everybody that's part of the Life Management System, I really hope and pray that you be on the live feed. I'm going to send you guys the link. Now, it's going to cost you, $20, $30 or whatever, peanuts. I'm going to record it. I'll make it free when I get back for everybody. But I would like for you to watch it live so that way you can see what I mean by discernment. You should know stuff before it happens. I already know what's going down on July the 13th and the 14th before I get there. Because I'm tuned in to the spirit realm, through the neurological pathway that is aligned with God. How did I, now remember, I am being pulled back into my recycled behavior. I want to go back, but I'm conscious and I'm aware of it. So the enemy, if you want to use that term, wants me to go back to my reptile brain habits. He wants me to go back to being impulsive, exercising poor judgment, being self-obsessed, being emotional and volatile, being a funny guy, wanting to be liked, being desperate to have a bunch of Facebook friends and Instagram followers. I got a bunch of symbols of success, but I don't got no substance. That's the old me. That behavior is being recycled. That box is still there. That narrative, here you go, Brother Will. Here's your script. Continue reading what you've been doing for 50 years, bro. Why do you want to change it now? Well, I'm on a different frequency. Well, what frequency? I'm evolving. E-V-O-L. Turn it around. L-O-V-E. I'm in love with what I'm doing. Well, what about the old box, brother? What about the old people? What about the old narrative? See you when I see you. So I can continue the recycled program that was programmed for me before I even got here. Just like in Westworld, just like they're telling you in all the movies. But we're all capable of making mistakes over and over and over and over again. And the reason that we make these mistakes, they're not really mistakes, they're just habits. And habits manifest whenever you're under stress. Whenever you are in a state of fear. So you automatically retreat back to your emotional regulation. That is called your biological set point. That is called, again, your negative habit pattern or your current habit pattern. We automatically go back to that. That was formed for us. That is our regulatory process. That is automatic. That disconnects the frontal lobe. It activates the reptile brain. We get tunnel vision. So then we act out of fear and caution instead of out of reason and logic and faith. And then that's when our judgment become poor. And that's when we become self-obsessed with saving ourselves because we scarred. So this part of what we are doing, we have to stop. And the way that we stop is by looking at how is a neural pathway created. So since our body is already programmed by the little G that's trying to manipulate what the big G has already established, so we are hardwired for failure, so to speak. We're also hardwired for success. But the program that got fed more is the program of failure. Look at your childhood. Now, maybe you're one of the few people that grew up in an environment of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. Maybe you're one of the few. So if you grew up in an environment like that, then that means that you're programmed for wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. I didn't grow up in that kind of environment. So I grew up in an environment where those things were, talked about. They were metaphysical, but they wasn't implementable. So my life experiences, they taught me certain things. And they established a particular neurological network because they were done again. It was frequently repeated, and it was emotionally charged, although it was negative. What does that mean? That means that neurons are nerve cells that transmit energy down a path. That pathway, that this energy, that this information travels, that's called a neural pathway. that neural pathway, it's not good or bad. It's just a path that carries information. That, again, is very, it's like a well-traveled road through a jungle. If you walk down that road, you're going to leave a path. You ever notice how there's a, there's always a back road, like from school or to this grocery store when you was a kid? It wasn't on a paved road. It was through somebody's field or somebody's yard, and that was a trail. Then you grew up, and you came back. That trail is overgrown with grass. Why? Nobody travels. Nobody walks down that trail anymore. So now that trail is overgrown with grass. So what happens if you stop going down the trail of bad behavior? It gets overgrown with grass, meaning it gets covered up, meaning nobody using it anymore. You're on a new trail. So the brain works exactly the same way. We are all creating or recycling pathways every day. When you do something right, a pathway is created. Unfortunately, when you do something wrong, a pathway is reinforced. So basically, we build pathways when we build habits by frequently repeated emotionally charged activities. That's why it must be frequently repeated. That's why it must be emotionally charged. That's why most of the stuff you're doing doesn't work. There's no emotion in it. You're just going to work. But there's your heart isn't elevated while you're at work. There's no excitement. There's nothing that you love about it. So that doesn't override your program. So basically, we build habits, you know, both good and bad, by simply repeating certain behaviors. Now, the purpose of today's show is for you to see that the behavior that you're repeating is not the one that you want to repeat. The purpose of today's show is for you to examine your behavior. Who are you being right now? Are you being your highest possible good? Let me say it again. Are you being your highest possible good? Now, this doesn't have to do with anyone else. This is between you and your brain. You ain't got to, you know, recruit anybody. You ain't got to leave anybody. You ain't got to join anybody. You just have to be aware. So the way that I became aware of today's message is through self-contemplation, self-analysis. So let me make sure that you understand, because what's missing is this, self-analysis. Everything I've said so far, you already know. You already know that, okay, if I do something over and over again, I'm likely to repeat it. If I go to Dunkin' Donuts every day at 5 or 6 a.m., now, when I go to the gym in the morning, on my way home, I always stop by and get my wife a cup of coffee. You know what happened today? Something weird happened today. On my way home from the gym, I got almost to the house, and I forgot to get my wife's coffee. And the reason I forgot, because I was thinking about today's message. I was thinking about how I got duped into giving up everything that I worked for to establish Dr. Will Rogers and Master Teacher 33 by being a funny guy and wanting to be liked. I was thinking about how, man, I'm going back to the same me just that fast. Just got out the box about a week or 2 weeks ago, and now I'm going right back into the box. But do you notice how I noticed I was going back into the box? By analyzing my own behavior. I didn't analyze yours. I analyzed my wife's behavior. I analyzed my every day. This is what I do. Every day I self-analyze myself, and I ask myself why 7 times. If you do that, you don't need me. You don't need no reverend. You don't need no doctor. You don't need no bishop. You don't need no drugs. If you could just ask yourself, why am I beaming? Why am I bonding? And why am I being this? If you do that, watch how your life changes. This is the process of self-analysis. This is the hardest thing to do because that's going to produce self-identity. And that's going to result in what's called self-annihilation. You're going to kill the old you. And see, the old you, yeah, the funny guy, the guy that that want to be liked on Facebook, the guy that likes Instagram, like being on Instagram, you know, that guy, that sucker don't want to die. I've been trying to kill this fool for 50 years. He don't want to die. So every day I got to map my intellectual and creative activities every day. If you can do self-analysis, if you can conduct a therapeutic session on yourself, if you could do a one-on-one with yourself, if you could call yourself yourself, let's do this one-on-one. So when you, the same thing that I do when I do one-on-ones, if you could do that with yourself, if you could reflect up on your activities by, I've asked everybody to keep an energy, journal, that helps. If you keep an energy journal, if you keep a financial journal, if you keep, again, a health journal, what you put in your mouth, write it down. You will be flabbergasted. Write down everything you put in your mouth just for one day. Just one day. Watch what happens. Write down what you do for one day. Write down where every dime goes for one day. Write it down. And then write down your thoughts about your emotions about in your relationship for one day. Keep an energy journal for one day in the areas of wealth, in the areas of health, in the areas of wisdom, in the area of relationship for one day. Now, you can do it for more than that, but it takes it just takes me one day, and I'll be like, yep, I'm off track. And then I self-correct. I don't need somebody to come along and say, hey, doc, you're off track, homie. Now, that's good if you got somebody in your life that can assist you, that can do that for you. That is awesome. That's my job as your life coach. That's what you pay me for. You pay me so I can help you keep tracks of your moods and your attitudes, and I can show you whenever there's a shift in your behavior. Now, your spirit, that small inner voice, is telling you that, but a lot of us, yeah, we're not listening. So we need somebody else to assist us with that. That's what I do. See, if you can evaluate your thinking patterns, if you can write down your auto thoughts, that these are the thoughts that I was driving, and I'm like, what? I'm at home, and I didn't get my wife's coffee. I've never done that. That's an automatic for me. So if I didn't do it, that's the reason why. So I need to ask myself, why did I forget? Now, to the average person, that's nothing. My wife didn't even know. I was a little bit later getting home. I just turned around before I came home, and I went back and got it. But for me, that's huge. That's huge. Why? Because I've never done that before. Never. So if that happened, something's going wrong. That means what's up? That requires analysis. It's paying attention to the little details of life. That is how you stop being a part of this harmonious arrangement. That is why I'm not part of the system. People ask me all the time, you know, how do you keep from being assimilated into the dominant culture? How do I stop from being a part of, you know, you won't see me getting shot in the back or choked out by no cops. That would never happen to me. Why? I'd never put myself in that position. Now, let me make sure you understand. Awareness, that's called consciousness. That's what Jesus brought to the planet. He brought consciousness to the planet. Before, there was no such thing. Adam and Eve, when they bit the apple, they got consciousness. They was aware that, oh, shizness, we naked. Before then, them suckers didn't have it. Consciousness, brothers and sisters, is what everything is about. If someone has a bad experience when they are confronted by somebody else, what happens? They either learn to avoid confrontation, or they learn to step up and say, yo, man, dog, you can't, you know, you're not going to disrespect me, brother. So we have experiences, and then we react to them, and then we are conditioned by them. So if you want to change a neural pathway, some pathways are very obvious and they actually help us. It's a good thing. But if you think about the types of thoughts that you are having, and I'm not talking about this micromanagement stuff. I'm talking about doing exactly what I did today. Driving home, and I just noticed something. I don't sit around, and when I go to the gym, I'm thinking about lifting weights. Or I'm looking at this guy over there who's doing lifting weights wrong, and he's getting ready to mess his back up. He does not. I'm just watching like, oh, man, this dude, his form, his biometrics is off. He's getting ready to blow out his knee if he try to do that. And I'm saying, man, hopefully somebody says something. Hopefully he don't do it. He gets underneath. He try to squat. His form is off. His biomechanics is off. If he goes down with that much weight on his back, and thankfully he gets under that, he lifts the weight, and he's struggling, and he puts the weight back on the bar. I'm like, oof, that fool just avoided a disaster. So I'm always people watching. But while I'm exercising, the number one thing that I do is I put my intention in my brain. What do I want to accomplish today? Okay, I need to do this, I need to do that, because, again, the exercise heightens because it's emotionally charged. So I have repeated thoughts doing a elevated heartbeat because I got blood pumping through my body at a higher rate. That's emotionally charged. So I'm thinking when I'm exercising. That helps me to bring about my manifesting that faster. So that way I stop recycling bad behavior. So I'm aware when I get a thought that says something negative or something positive. And so what I do is I've learned just by doing things differently and repeatedly changes my loop. Let me say that again. Somebody please write that down. See, it's like creating a new habit. That's all it is. Why do I go to the gym every day? When did I start going to the gym? I first started football in seventh grade. I've been working out since seventh grade. I was, 13, 14, whatever age I was. And now I'm 50, blah, 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 blah. You see how long that is? So that's a habit. That is a deeply ingrained behavior. Now, do I want to recycle that behavior? Because that's a pathway that I've established. That pathway is a good pathway. So I want to keep that pathway. Now let's talk about a negative pathway. Since 13, I remember when mom died and all my relatives was at my grandmother's house, and they was making the selection as who was going to go where. He said, my brother Glenn, my grandmother, my father's mother says, I'm going to take, my father was nowhere around, so my grandmother said, oh, yeah, I'll take Glenn, I'm going to take Gary. And they said, well, what about Willie? Willie's too bad, I can't, he don't listen. So they asked my mother's mother, Big Mama Fraser, Big Mama. So Big Mama took my sisters, Brenda and Linda, and my other sister, Renee. My other brothers, Calvin, Carl, Herman, and Junior, they were all with their biological father. So nobody took me. What I do? Ran. That was the first time. Second time, when they did track me, I went to an orphanage home. I stayed there, supposedly. The way the story was told, they contacted my biological father. The state told him, yo, nigga, if you don't take care of him, you got to pay us so we can pay the other people who's taking care of him. Next thing I know, I left the orphanage home, and then I was going out to my biological father. Soon as I got there, five dudes with baseball bats tried to jump me. What did I do? I ran. Get to my biological father's house. I didn't have a key. Didn't want to get in. He said, nigga, we don't want you here. What I did, I ran. Then I went across the street. There was a lady took me in. You know, she had songs already. I'll never forget. Innocent and Anthony. And they, you know, and then another dude, George, and a bunch of people was there. You know, basically, it was just another orphanage home because she was taking in people. Beautiful lady, beautiful soul. She's like my second mother. She had all a bunch of people there. You know, we was fighting over where we were going to sleep. So, you know, it was too crowded there. So what did I do? I ran. Then I didn't know what to do in the middle. I got to grab something. I ran to the military. 25 years of marriage, ran. So where did I get my destination addiction from? I've been running all my life. That's a bad habit. So now I got to replace that running. Destination addiction. Always going and never arriving. The Bible says it this way. You're always learning, but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. So I have to replace that recycled behavior that I established based upon the recycled narrative and the recycled self-talk that aligned and established a neurological network that says, run, Negro, run. Shit, this ain't going your way, run. So now, this last time you guys know, my wife helped me with the ability to face that neural pathway in the eye and reprogram it to a concrete change by doing things differently and repeatedly in a quick response to a known path. If the response is not quick, if the response is not different, you cannot override that negative behavior. See, if you sit around and you ponder it, every time that there has been a destination exit for me, I sit around and mulled over it, thought about it. That wasn't a quick response. I did not bring that thought into captivity and see if it is of God. Is this destination addiction is leaving, taking me in the direction of my God-ordained purpose, destiny? No, it is not. It must be quick. It must be different than what I've been doing. So if every time something comes up, I leave, something that is different is staying. And it must be repeated. So every time I have the same feeling, I feel like leaving, then I must be quick at doing something different, which is staying. So I am creating a new habit. And I do this by quickly repeating it and emotionally charging it. And if there is somebody to help you reinforce it. So I have my wife here to help me to reinforce it by saying, did you ever consider that maybe the person, in this case, I was going over the stuff that was going on with my daughter. Again, for me, it's always weaponized caring. Why? That's my negative habit pattern. I'm a six, so I want to save people. But have I ever thought that maybe the people that I want to save, they don't need saving? Has that thought? Well, it hasn't. I mean, it didn't, but it does now. Even yesterday, my daughter came and she told me yesterday, I picked up from work, she left work early because she was feeling, she's learned that when she's not really feeling on top of her game, don't push it. Just, you know, come home and relax. So she came home relaxing. I guess she could sense my concern, and she said, Dad, I'm good. You don't have to worry. I can still go to college. I can still do everything that I'm doing. I can still take care of myself because I know how to manage myself. So what was my daughter doing? Self-analysis. She's telling me, you don't have to do the analysis process. You taught me how to do it. I got it from here. Self-analyze. If you don't, as I learned, if you don't control yourself, someone else will. The prison is full of people who can't exercise self-control. Now, we know there's some people that are wrongly accused and all that good stuff, but most of the people there, people with badges and guns, are in place for people who try to take stuff that don't belong to them. And they violate other people's laws, or I mean other people's rights. So if I cannot exercise self-control, then there's something someone else outside of me that's going to force, or they're going to assist me with exercising self-control. Self-analysis is the key to stop recycling behavior. Now, self-analysis is a whole process, and we'll break that down mañana. Well, no, we don't. Tomorrow's the 4th. So I'm going to be chilling tomorrow. I'm going to be sitting around, you know, eating Captain Crunch cereal and watching cartoons or something. I don't know. But tomorrow, brothers and sisters, we'll take it off tomorrow, and we'll be back at it on Thursday, and we'll probably break down, you know, let the Father say different, some of the keys to establishing or going over some of the things that I do to analyze myself, which is the same things that I do when it comes to analyzing or evaluating or pointing out certain attributes and characteristics inside of the self. So when I do one-on-ones with my clients, I ask the client questions that causes them to examine their own thoughts and activities. That's basically how I evaluate the thinking patterns. Now, most people, this is extremely difficult because we all live our life in this microwave society where we don't even remember. I ask clients all the time, so what did you do yesterday? That's a 24-hour period. And they'll say, oh, I didn't really do too much, doc. You know, I went to work and came home, and yesterday was a pretty average day. Wow. I never say that to them or to you or to anybody. I just ask another probing, open-ended question. That's how you know you're disconnected in your own life. It's very difficult to analyze your life if you don't see no worth and value in your life. The only reason that we don't analyze something is because there is no value in analyzing something. I'm not going to spend no time researching, you know, the amoeba. Because for me, you know, although I'm sure, you know, amoeba is a great one-celled, you know, organism. Ain't no benefit in it for me, boo. So I'm not going to spend no time researching, you know, the amoebas. I think I'm saying that right. But the things that are interested in, that I'm interested in, guess what? I'm going to spend a lot of time researching it and spending time studying it and analyzing it because it's of self-interest. So it's very important to start with understanding that in order for you to start evaluating something, there must be some self-interest. And so we have to examine our esteem. Because if you got a low self-esteem, it reflects in the way by which you don't pay attention to yourself or anyone else. And then we got to look at the different types of, you know, whether you're playing the victim role, you're playing the imposter role, you're playing the rebel role, you know, you're playing all of these different roles that we play to keep ourselves from examining ourselves. Self-analyzation, this process of self-analyzation, know thyself. That's the key to life. Because to the degree that you know yourself is the degree that you can know someone else. I was not able to love anybody until I first started loving myself. And then I understanding that the type of love that I was giving myself was flawed. So I had to go deeper. And the more, and I'm still in this process, but the more that I'm falling in love with myself, that allows me to fall in love with someone else. That simply means the ability that to the degree that which you can see and love yourself is the degree that you can see and love someone else and other people and your purpose. So it's an inside outside job. That totally stops the recycled behavior. Because when you really love yourself, you're not going to disrespect yourself. And the recycled behavior is disrespectful. You're disrespecting yourself, that allows you and empowers you to disrespect somebody else. You knew you were never lying to someone else until you first lied to yourself. And the lie you tell yourself is that you're not lying to someone else. So once you are honest with yourself, then that allows you to be honest with everyone else. So brothers and sisters, recycled content, that just means behavior. Everybody recycles content. There is really no new content, whether in business, whether in health and fitness. Everybody just recycles other people's stuff. There's nothing wrong with it. We all do it. But there comes a point in time when you want to stop recycling someone else's stuff and you want to start to write your own stuff. Stop recycling someone else's narrative, someone else's business, someone else's ideal, and sit down and get your own ideal. Stop recycling behavior. Stop doing this. Nothing new under the sun. It's just, you just keep doing the same shit over and over and over again, except in a different way. So you change the neural pathway. Do things differently. Do the things differently repeatedly. And do the things differently repeatedly quickly. Do things differently. Do those things differently repeatedly. Do those things differently repeatedly quickly. Don't allow the devil to talk you out of establishing a new narrative. He's going to present to you, he's going to take you up on that mountain and say, bow down and all these kingdoms will be yours. You say, yeah, I used to have those kingdoms before, give them back. Don't fall for it. There is a new Jerusalem. There's a new heaven and a new earth. And it's coming down from heaven. Be a part of the new kingdom, the new messianic kingdom that's been established here on earth. That is the new heaven and the new earth that Yahushua is establishing and you're a part of. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on in, let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive. Ain't like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the God, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest when it popped out like, yeah, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All day, Super Saiyan like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't.